Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you're not normally, I mean, this was like, you're here so much, you know, this is not a normal time for you to
But it's fun.
Be
it's
here.
Different.
And I'm delighted to see you here, Rick. You're great.
Well, thank you.
I have yet another confession to our KSCO audience. No guest today. We didn't even try. We didn't even try because it's, well, a lot of things happened around this last week. It's also Labor Day weekend, so, you know, not the easiest time in the year to get a guest anyhow.
Right.
You know?
No, it's
But
difficult.
I'm sure we could have gotten, you know what I did? Overnight, I was reading this radio TV interview report that you guys get in the front office. I know you get it every
couple
weeks.
Oh, with all those crazy people inside?
Is
all those guests?
Is that what it is? They're the crazies?
Okay. Yeah.
Because some of them said call anytime, you know, even on short notice.
So you want to call now?
Well, I was thinking about it, but I just...
Who did you want?
But I can't even remember their names because I left it, you
Any
know,
topic you want, virtually, it's there.
I left it on the bed, and it's the bed is like, 6 miles away from
here. Yeah, and I don't know where you live.
Yeah. So, all right, so that's not going to work. You know what we can do? You know what we can do? We can review, we can share with the audience a little bit about what happened this week, huh?
I think that all of them are very interested. I know that you tease them a little, but no, I shouldn't say tease them, but we gave as much information as we felt was necessary, but people are very concerned.
Let me ask you a question, okay? Rick, you've been here, I don't know, what, 2.5, three years already.
Mm-hmm.
And you came, you sent me an email one day, right, saying, you guys ever have any internships down there at the radio station for someone like me who might want to learn about radio? Are you sorry you ever wrote that email?
On that white powder day, yes. That's the only time.
Hey, we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of that,
huh? Scary.
Was that the 25th?
I think it was the 22nd.
Oh, the 22nd?
22nd or the 23rd. It was a Monday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, of September a year ago, yeah, someone sent some white powder here, and you and Phil Marlowe and Rosie and Billy really had, am I right? I mean, there was nobody else.
We had it tough, but you were on the air for like, what, 20, 48, 55 straight hours, something like that?
Well, it wasn't that bad. I was on my way back from visiting a friend in Hawaii, and I had taken the red eye back. You know, because that was the one I could get on easiest. And, you know, when you fly west to east, it's sort of okay to do, you know, the red eyes sort of go fast because you might get one of those, you know, 3 or 4 seats together where you can stretch out and take a nap. And I think I did, actually. And when I got in, I went to my place in the Bay Area. And if I would have come here, we would have had to have gone off the air for a good couple of days. But as it was, I was able to use my facility up there to stay on the air, and yeah, that's what happened. But let me, I don't realize you're screening calls now, or you're screening calls. We already have a caller, do we? Okay, I guess we do. Let me ask you a question, okay? And I want you to be totally honest, which I'm sure you will be.
Yeah, certainly.
Have you noticed a change in MZ recently?
I noticed a change in MZ from the very first day I stepped in. Yeah, I think I have.
From what to what?
From what to what? I would say you're a person who seems to care a little bit more about his radio station.
Oh, wow.
So, in
a nutshell, right? I mean, so just care more about the radio station?
Yeah, you seem to be more interested with the day-to-day operations than when I first arrived.
Uh-huh.
Which is... depending on how you look at it, a good thing and a bad thing. But you seem more concerned, which is admirable, especially when it's coming from the owner. It means you still care.
Boy, do I care. So how is it a bad thing?
Well, I'm
how
sure...
How could it be a bad thing?
It's like,
I'm not challenging you. I'm
no,
just
no,
curious.
No. It's like when you're in school, everyone kind of likes to have the substitute teacher because it means it's less. Maybe not the substitute teacher is a great example, but it's like having your boss behind you. It's always nice when the boss calls in sick every now and then because it's a little bit less pressure.
Yeah, and I think that this is a place, and I think it shows on the air. I think it shows. I mean, everybody here does a great job on the air. I mean, there's no question of. about that. That's what makes it an unusual radio station in this world of corporate cookie cutter formatted radio stations.
Right.
And that's why people who know this station, who know us, pretty much love us. You know? So in any case, yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for sharing. Anything else that you've noticed?
Anything else? No, just small changes, not giant shifts.
All right, let me put that out. I'm going to put that out on the air for a little bit, you know, a little ego trip here. There has been a change, and I'm going to tell people what the change is later on in the program. You know, that I've noticed about myself, you know.
I have a feeling even I don't know this.
I think people, well, let's see what our first caller, we haven't even given out the phone number. It's 479-1080. Those of you who listen regularly to the radio station, I'm sure know that number by heart. And those of you who don't, the last thing in the world you're going to do is call that phone number if you're a new audience, new to the, because who the hell is MZ? You know, they don't even know me, right?
So, only the guy who only gives his initials.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the new caller. I mean, here's the first caller, Billy. Billy!
MZ.
Hey, Billy.
Hey, how are you?
Good, 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 good.
You know, when you mentioned the year anniversary of the white powder, I thought I should call up and admit that I'm the one. What do you think?
Seriously?
No, not seriously.
Oh.
But, you know, there are people who like to, you know, what I like about my enemies is how wrong they are. That they actually think after hearing me that is something I would do. You know better. But isn't it amazing? You know, haven't you heard that a couple of times?
No.
Wait a minute, Mike. You haven't heard me accused of being the guy who sent the white powder? I heard it 2 weeks ago on your show.
On my show?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm not all there.
Yeah, well, you know, we all aren't. You can't be paying attention every second. There was literally shortly after the thing itself, something on the website, you know, that suggested I was the culprit. And I've heard it live. It's a guy from Monterey that says it. I don't remember his name, though. Anyway, so.
Well,
it just goes to show you how wrong the right-wingers really are about most things.
Well, anyhow.
My question to you is if this change that you're looking for information about is real, how did it happen? What happened? What changed? What was it that made the change?
Well, I guess I was already headed in this direction. But this week in particular, what happened here at the radio station, I'm going to tell our audience about it. Were Billy and I the only people who were sort of alluding to it, Rick, or did you guys talk about it on the morning show?
No, not at all. No, you were the only two.
Right. Okay. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to switch chairs to a chair that doesn't squeak when I swivel. So bear with me.
Why don't I go do that?
Yeah, huh?
I can do that for you.
No,
you got it. Okay.
You can. You're a seasoned broadcaster.
While you're doing that, I'll speak for a second and just say, yeah, what is more valuable than a local radio station? It's so true. That is the one thing we all can agree on. It's great to be live and local. Is he back yet?
No. Not quite yet.
Well, you know, we need to value KSDO and Michael and Kay's efforts for being live and local.
Okay, now I'm back, and I'm swiveling in the chair, and it doesn't...
I don't hear a thing.
Good, it doesn't seem to be squeaking. All we need is a little WD-40 in here, and away we go, you know, then we can use... And these chairs are real old.
Hey, you should use, like, pig fat, and then you don't have to worry about any Muslims attacking you.
Well, I haven't done a whole lot of that, about worrying about that.
You know what I was thinking today? About immigration?
What?
That we should discriminate religiously about who we let in. And by that I don't mean, for example, that we should keep out Muslims or Jews or Christians. We should just keep out people who are seriously religious. People who take their religion too seriously are who we should discriminate against. If we kept them out, America would be a better place. What do you think?
No.
If you're a Muslim cab driver who says you won't pick up a person with a seeing eye dog, or you want to work at a checkout stand and you won't handle pork, go away. Go back to the country you came from. We don't need you here. You don't agree with that?
Okay.
You just want to kill him, huh? You don't want to keep him out of the country.
Jesus, Billy, come on. Calm down a little bit here.
All right. What are you eating?
Dirty potato chips.
Don't eat when you're on the air.
I'm nervous about what I'm going to tell everybody.
Okay, go ahead.
And how I'm going to tell it.
You really do seem a bit shaken.
Huh?
A bit hesitant, maybe. But I think it should be done. Because once you do it, you'll feel much better.
Yeah.
We're waiting for you.
Billy, I'm going to... You don't mind if I hang up on you, do you?
No,
because I just... Okay, here we go. I just hung up on Billy. Don't anybody call for a while until I invite callers. Then we can have a lot of them, okay? It's been, let's see, it's the end of August now, May. It was the end of May that I started doing first one day and then 2 days and then 3 days a week in prime time during what used to be the noon bloon time slot. We still call it that, actually. We call it the MZ and Roy show.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've been enjoying doing that program a lot. I've been doing the Saturday special for years. The Saturday special program started out as a dueling, you know, a duel between competent and articulate spokespersons on controversial subjects. But as the years have gone on, it's become more and more difficult to do those kinds of programs because it's really hard to get two people, you know, from different points of view to appear together. Because there's so much polarity in the world, you know, and in our society. So I sort of miss those old Saturday specials. They were really fun, you know, and they're getting more and more progressively more and more rare these days. So, you know, other Saturday specials just have a guest that we hope will be interesting and a subject that we hope will be, you know, topical and worthwhile and engaging for the audience. I used to do an entrepreneurial success stories. We would have people like Al Shugard and people like Philippe Kahn, you know, local, you know, successful business, phenomenally successful business people on a perfect venue, the Saturday special, to do a profile of these people. And there's a lot of them out there, both local, regional, and national, like to do that. But in more recently, the Saturday specials have had no guests at all. And why is that? Is it because, I don't know, do you have any thoughts about that? I mean,
it seemed as though when that started to, when the open mics, the what do the listeners think of the station, it really did have this, it was different and it was a bit quirky, but people really enjoyed it because they felt they actually had an opinion and a little bit of They could determine what happened with the radio because you honestly listened and tried to figure out whether the points that the caller was making were legitimate. And you've actually have adopted a few caller points when it comes to the programming and shows. And
well, okay. So, and some people have said, hey, this, you know, we do too much of this, too much introspective, too much shining the light on ourselves, too much of an ego trip, that kind of a thing. Anyhow. What happened this week is, which was pretty upsetting, is that a person who has been associated with us on and off for several years, actually since day one, day one for about 5 years, this person has a very competent person. I'm not going to name any names. But the reason that I am just really saddened and shocked and upset and angry at myself. I'm not angry at anybody around here. And, you know, for sure, I have absolutely no right to be. In fact, if anything, what happened this week has made me stop to realize what a special group of people we have here, you know, who keep this radio station running. From yourself, Rosie, the front office, Bill, Doug, Ron, Michael, Susan, Harry. Oh, my God, I know I'm going to forget somebody. It's going to fail. And all the others, right? So so that's one good thing that's come out of the really bad thing that happened this week. And, you know, when I tell it, people are going to say, oh, why is that guy's so dramatic? That's not all that terrible. Well, it's really terrible when you've been violated. I'm not talking about sexually. I'm not talking about rape or anything like that. But the idea is almost the same idea. You understand what I'm saying? You do probably, right? This is a guy who did some work for us years ago, the very, very first time, first year we had the radio station. And he did pretty good work. It was engineering work. But things started walking out of the place. And just disappearing, you know, pieces of equipment here and there. And we would find that, you know, the place, the same equipment would show up in pawn shops and things like that. And the only person that even could possibly have had access to that equipment is this engineer-type person who's here by himself a lot and who had a drug problem. Now, I've led a really, really sheltered life. I don't know if you have, Rick. I don't know if I know some of us here in the station have had way less sheltered lives than, you know, MZ has for sure. But when you come in contact with a druggie, there's a lot of people out there with serious problems, okay? But when you come in contact with, when you're from a decent family, when you're from a decent organization, And you come across this kind of a person, you feel bad. You feel bad for that person. You feel bad for yourself if you've been a victim of that person. You feel bad for your organization. You feel bad for that person's family if there is a family, and it usually is. And at least half a dozen times in the first 5 years of Zwirling Family operation of KSCO, this person did things, had emotional outbursts, grabbed me by my shirt, lifted me off the ground, and threatened me bodily once. But the guy was a nice guy, competent engineer, you know, really personable person, great announcer voice, you know, good reader. Personable, almost charismatic. I mean, these words are appropriate words. And because the guy's such a nice guy, we gave him second chance, third chance, fifth chance, tenth chance. And finally, about, golly, it must have been, I don't know the exact year, but it was probably 1995 or 1996. I just said, hey, you know, we all sort of looked at everybody here at this. You weren't with us then, but we all sort of agreed, hey, we all like this guy, but he's bad news. And, you know, once a druggie and a thief, always a druggie and a thief. Well, 10 years went by. We had nothing to do with this guy. And I kept thinking that someday I'd open the Sentinel or hear on KSCO that this guy was dead. Because of an OD. Didn't happen. I mean, that was fine that it didn't happen. What I was delighted to hear was that he was off, that he was clean. And he came back to talk to us and say, hey, is there anything I can do for you guys? And boy, was the timing right, because, you know, we've gone through some personnel changes here at the radio station in the last couple of years, some really difficult periods. And all during the 10 years that he was gone, we were just sort of limping along in the engineering department, somehow, you know, getting things done. If there was a serious problem, we would call a contract engineer even from 300 miles away if necessary. And we kept the place on the air. But when this person contacted us again recently, about a month ago, saying, hey, is there anything I can do for you? I got some time on my hands here. And, of course, everybody asked him, are you clean? Oh, yeah. He looked us in the eye and has a family now. Grown a couple of beautiful kids, you know. And it just seemed that, okay, even though I vowed we would never do it again, because the guy is such a nice guy and so damn competent. So we did it, and of course you know the end of the story. I don't even have to tell you. He stole a bunch of stuff from the radio station. stuff that belongs to the radio station, stuff that belongs to people in the radio station, who always felt that this would be a safe place to keep their personal belongings for whatever reason. I mean, I didn't even know about this, but, you know, that's the way the place like this should be. When you're working with decent, honorable people, there's no need to worry that if you leave a personal belonging at your workplace, that it's not going to be there when you get back. Well, so a lot of that was taken, and it's just really, it's really sad and depressing for me. I'm angriest at myself because it must be the 10th time after I vowed I'd never have anything to do with this guy, even though he's a likable person. I did it again. And so I feel responsible for the losses that the private people, you know, that the people here at the radio station incurred themselves. Because I made the decision. I had help. I mean, I was told by others, oh, yeah, the guy says he's clean. Well, do you believe he's clean? Absolutely, I believe he's clean. I'm not one of those people who points the finger and looks around for anybody but myself to blame. I only blame myself on this deal. And I'm very angry with myself for allowing this to happen yet again. What's that definition of insanity? You know, doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. I must be insane. And I'm sad about that. But in any case, what I was asking you, if you've noticed a change in MZ, I've always been a decent person. But lately, I've become a lot more spiritual, a lot more introspective, and a lot more thoughtful about what constitutes decency. And I've got my own feelings about that. I'd sort of like to make that a topic of this Open Mic Saturday special. What constitutes decency? To me, knowing the difference from right and wrong. Accepting personal responsibility, paying your bills, treating other people as you would, you know, the golden rule, to doing to others as you would have them doing to you. To me, all that in encompasses decency. There's probably a whole lot more, but, you know, is decency something that you acquire, or is decency something that you're born with? On these introspective Roy and MZ shows, you know, that I'm so pleased that Bill Graff is with us most of the time when he's not too busy, you know, doing everything else he does around here, which is a lot, just like you, Rick. I've put out the word, gee, wouldn't it be neat if there was a DPC, we started a KSCO Decent Persons Club. And I'll be damned if we haven't gotten I won't say a avalanche of emails, but I hope we will, because I think that it's high time for people in this busy world that we have of so much external stimuli, you know, iPods, cell phones, you know, entertainment on a whim. I think people really, they sort of tend to lose track of what it means to be a good person and just behave like a good person, because everybody's so damn busy, you know, worrying about how to make a living, what they're going to do next to, you know, for personal gratification. I don't know. Geez, it's 10:30 already. How much of our audience have I driven away?
Well, we haven't officially started the show, technically.
Is that right?
I don't think so. We haven't. People aren't.
Thank you. What a guy. What would we do without you? Let's do it.
Good morning.
This has got to be a record. 31 minutes after the hour.
Good morning. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go. It's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Okay. Yeah, I was a clod. I talked about eating these dirty potato chips, but I didn't give credit to the guy who brought them in, Baker Olvera, the distributor of these amazing things. They come in all kinds of different flavors. No, they're not a sponsor, but, well, they're, it was a nice gesture. Thank you, Baker. All right, so it's Labor Day, and the sun's shining.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Well, should we do the fanfare or the crossfire?
I say we could probably at this point play both at the same time.
Okay, let's do it. Here's fanfare.
Okay, maybe not.
I like that idea. But the crossfire is 60 seconds and the fanfare is only 30 seconds. So we'll just let the crossfire finish. Anyhow, so I got that out of my system. Did you get it out of yours? You didn't do any talking.
It was fine to listen to. People are very interested, though.
Yeah. Anyhow, the guy's out of here forever. I know I've said that so many times before, but this time I'm announcing it to everybody. So, you know.
I have a tape running.
Good.
So we'll see.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, our Decent Persons Club. Now, I've got a problem. And the first thing in recognizing a person's failings is to recognize his failings. Are you impressed with my observation here? I'm okay at being a visionary. I'm not very good at following up and following through. So when I put out the word for, wouldn't it be nice if we had if the radio station spearheaded a DPC, a Decent Person Club, and if people thought that was a good idea to send me an email, mz@ksco.com, and we did get some emails. What I do with those emails? You know, I get a lot of emails. I think I've told the audience before, I live and breathe and eat and sleep emails. On everything, on station operation, you know, internal things, you know, regarding, you know, finances or personnel or whatever, and a lot of things that don't have to do with the station, that have to do with the other business, the network marketing, vitamin and mineral health business. And so there's a lot on my plate, and so I try to answer, you know, most email. But when you put out something like this and where you start getting where you could potentially get a lot of takers here, there has to be a system in place. And I think we've got a system in place, or we're certainly working on a system in place. An old friend of mine that I went to school with, starting in junior high school, his name's Kent Balch, sort of dropped back into my life after quite a number of years away, you know, raising a family, being out of the area and so forth. And Kent is retired now and really cool dude, you know, always, you know, president of the class, you know, always. If it wasn't him, it was Sam Leask when I was growing up. Charismatic guy. And contacted me a few weeks back saying, hey, I'm back in the area, sort of interested in radio. Can you use anything down there? And I said, can we ever? We could use promotions. We could use sales. We could use organization. I mean, there's no limit to what we could use down here. The trouble is, we don't have any budget for anything more than what we do, you know. He said, oh, that's not a problem. We can deal with that, you know. So we've spent some time together. And so those of you who just going to introduce Kent right now. He's not here, but I'm going to mention him, and I'm going to say I'm really happy he's associated with us. He's just a prince of a guy, and he's already answering emails from the people who are interested in joining this DCC. I mean DPC. See, I'm getting all screwed. This is awful. This is awful. I mean, talk about dying on the radio. I mean, here I'm talking about this decent person's club, and I can't even get the acronym right.
Well, are you talking about a religion or
no.
Who want to...
No, just people who are decent people. People that I don't want to hang around slime balls. I don't want to hang around people who don't want to work for a living, who want to sue for a living, who want to take advantage of the sick society that we have here, you know, where it's easier for people to make a living by suing other people than by working, you know? And I don't know what caused that. I don't know what caused people. What is this? Mesquite smoked turkey and provolone. Provolone? Thank you, Gary Arnold.
I heard you choking on...
Thank you. This is great. From the Glass Onion Gourmet Catering. Well, this is cool. I mean... It would be so rude to start eating this sandwich in front of everybody. All right. So, yeah, that's what it's about. Just people who want to know that there are other people like them around to hang out with. Not necessarily a dating club. We won't, you know, if people want to use that for that purpose, that's great. But decent people.
Like a social club.
Aren't there any decent people? I know there are decent people, and I know most KSCO listeners are, by definition, decent people. You know, we kid around and say, you know, the radio station for intelligent people only, stupid people must tune to another station immediately. Well, we mean that. We do mean that. But we also would like to have, we want to be known as this radio station that decent people listen to. All right, now I'm going to sound like I'm dropping names. I've already told you this once before. Leon Panetta has the Panetta Institute get-togethers. By the way, Neil and Hollister and Rory and Watsonville, stay there. You know, we'll have you on within. I'll take your calls within the next, you know, couple minutes here. I'm not going to blather on forever today. So Leon Panetta had this this Panetta Institute where Bill O'Reilly and James Carville were. This was, I don't know, a couple months ago, and I attended that. And I saw Clint Eastwood there in the audience. I met him exactly once before, about 10 years ago, at the Hog's Breath Inn. And I refer to him as Mr. Mayor because, to me, you know, the guy's an amazing, you know, artist, you know, musician, movie director, movie actor, you know, Oscar winner, all that kind of stuff. But to me, the coolest thing that Clint Eastwood did was that when he got pissed off at the way things were being run in Carmel, he took a year or two off from making movies and ran for mayor and got to be the mayor. So I call him Mr. Mayor. Anyhow, I talked with him for a little bit, walk on the way out, and I said, I've always wanted to know what your who your favorite president is. Is of all time? And I said, yeah, of all time, or in your lifetime, where you were living up, and without a skip of a beat. I mean, he said Ronald Reagan. I said, that's what I thought you would say. Yeah, he's a very just decent man. And he said, yeah, that's a very good word to describe him. So, yeah, decency. There's so little decency in our world today. Why is that? I want there to be more decency, and I want to hang out with decent people. I want nothing to do with indecent people or even semi-decent people. I want 100% decent people to be in my life. Okay? So there you have it. We could talk about that if you want. We can talk about other things if you want, but let's see what you want to talk about. 479-1080 is the phone number to call your favorite radio station, AM 1080, KSCO on the Saturday special with MZ and Ricochet. Neil and Hollister, you're on.
Good morning.
Hey.
Well, I thought I would
call and assist you in vamping for 2 hours in lieu of having a guest.
Bless you.
Let me respond first to the situation that you encountered recently with the supposedly reformed drug addict. Two things come to mind, references and drug testing. I do not understand, given the extraordinary number of times that this man has disappointed you, why you didn't incorporate those two things before you thought of allowing him back in the building.
You're making me feel even worse, because what you're suggesting is just is obvious, and we didn't do it. The answer is because we're stupid, not because I'm stupid. I'm not going to include anybody else. That's the answer.
So it has perhaps more to do with business wisdom, policies, and procedures than being a really good person who expects other people to be good people.
Good point, Neil. There are no policies and procedures around here, right, Rick?
Well, there you go. I think the universe is telling you not to be so naive. But since you morphed into the subject of good people and good behavior, I was prompted to connect two things, both your comments as well as Billy's. Billy Sunshine said that something that he at least presented as being a solution to some of our societal problems is that when a person gets too religious, regardless of their religion, if they get too religious, they should be ejected from the country. This is a very enlightening. In other words, a very enlightening suggestion, because it demonstrates yet again that people on the left do not see anything positive coming from religious people. And whether it's an article in a newspaper, a magazine, or a rant on one of the few liberal radio shows that exist, there's never any percentage of comments that acknowledge good that comes out of conservatives or religious people, or particularly religious conservatives.
Quite the contrary, actually, right?
Yeah, and yeah. I would contend to you that the type of behavior that you feel most comfortable with comes from people who were raised in homes that have standards, have values, other than those that just serve to increase the amount of fun that they might have in a given day.
Yeah, if it feels good, do it. Yeah, that's what I... it seems to me that kind of a behavior, you know, became predominant, I'd say, in the early 70s. You know, if it feels good, do it. And boy, I mean, I don't know. I agree with everything you said, including what we should have done and didn't.
It seems hard to believe, but in the 50s and 60s, particularly in rural areas, students, middle school, high school, they sometimes brought guns to school because the school sponsored clubs, shooting clubs, target clubs, etc. And it's like show and tell. You know, well, this is my A-10 gauge, and we hunt quail with it or whatever. And this is only one example of how dramatically things have changed. And for people, particularly on the left, to claim that guns are the problem rather than character and upbringing, it just shows how incredibly short-sighted they are and how unwilling they are to concede that religious values have a very positive effect on people, for the most part.
Yeah, that whole thing about guns don't kill people, people kill people with guns. But anyhow, hey, thanks for your call.
Sure.
It was great. Appreciate it, Neil. Take care.
Bye.
And talk to you again. Here's Rory in Watsonville. Welcome to the Saturday special, Rory.
Thank you, Michael. Can you hear me?
Perfectly.
Good. Hey, a couple things that came to mind, and I don't don't kick yourself on helping this guy out, because there's stories, people have done stuff like that for 20, 30 years, end up on Skid Row, and then they get redeemed. And, you know, God's all about redemption. That's his business. Mankind, I believe, has to be taught what is right, and there has to be a redemption process. We are innately depraved. You have to teach a child how to do what's right over time, because their natural inclination as they come of age is not to do what's right. You have to teach them to tell the truth, be responsible, you know, the whole thing. And recognize
this guy knows all that.
I know, but some of these guys, some will never receive redemption, some will. But I'm saying don't kick yourself for helping him, giving him a chance. The things that he stole can be replaced, okay, with money. That's not a big deal. What's more valuable is his soul and it being redeemed for all time. That's the most important thing. And if you look at the knocks that Christ took, was that he hung out with the bad guys, the drinkers, the tax collectors, the prostitutes. That was the big slam on him. But he cared about those people, and he reached out to them because they needed help. So there's nothing wrong with associating with people that need help, but then you've got to have a solution, a lasting solution that will help them. And, you know, just recognizing the Judaic roots of Christianity. I mean, Christianity would not be what it is without Judaism. And all these are the things that Christianity and Judaism have in common, is those character and qualities, the honesty, forthrightness, dependability. All those things are you know, characters of God. And
are you one of the Christians who appreciates Roy Masters or who who can't stand him? Because every Christian who listens to Roy it falls into one or two of those categories. No one's in between.
Well,
you either hate the guy and can't stand him and wish he would die,
you know,
or you think that he walks on water.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, and he doesn't walk on water, because only Christ did that, and the Apostle Peter with Christ's help. He's a man. He has a lot of insight. I hope he has the eternal solution in his heart, that is the risen Christ. That's the most important thing. If he's faking it, I'm not his judge. God is. But anyway, I just wanted to give a quick little plug. There's a group from our church and the choir, orchestra, band. You know, it's over 100 people. They went up to San Francisco this weekend to help a Skid Row church in the Tenderloin. And they're going to hand out, I think, back to school stuff, little backpacks for the kids and stuff. But they just go up there and they sing. I don't even know if they give a big, heavy preach message. I think they do. You know, there is some preaching for sure. But they're reaching out to this, in this church that's in the Tenderloin, that's being run by a Chinese fellow. That, man, talk about the dregs of society. I mean, it's desperate. Everybody is like on the edge. So, but you have to have that redemptive power living in you in order for you to reach out. If you try to do it in your own strength, it'll kill you. So, but you have to associate with people of like mind to gather strength to go out and help those that need to be helped. And I didn't have the drug problem the guy that you're dealing with had, but I had a sufficient drug problem in my teens. It was destroying me. And if it wasn't for my parents' good example and God's love, I would never change. I was going down the wrong path. I wasn't stealing like this guy was, but, you know, who knows? It may have led into that. And, but it violated, what I was doing violated my conscience, and it violated the example my parents had provided for me. So that was great motivation. God's Holy Spirit was weighing on me heavy. So anyway, I just want to say, don't kick yourself for helping somebody. Just pray for them. Pray that they get redeemed. We all need redemption. We're all in the same spot. We need God's help.
Well, I'm kicking myself for hurting the other people around here, too.
Yeah, and I understand. But, you know, the things can be replaced.
Because I made that decision. Well.
Right, I understand. Well, people, hopefully they weren't keeping mementos, family heirlooms and stuff around. They can't be replaced. Hopefully it's all stuff that can be replaced. You know. But I don't know. Who knows where that guy ends up? He's got to stand and take responsibility. In fact, he'll be held accountable for his actions. But I would say don't. I mean, now you know, okay, this guy, he can't be trusted. If he comes back and he's a Christian and he's...
I knew that before.
I figured
people change, though, but they really don't.
Did he spin that story for you? Did he come back with, I'm redeemed, I'm a new man? And
well, we asked him, and he said yes.
Yeah. Well, you take him at his word, Michael. It's no different than with a politician. We elect a guy based on what he says, right?
I look people in the eye a lot. And if people look me back in the eye, it's really, really hard to look somebody in the eye when you're jiving them. You know,
that's right.
You really can't. But this guy, he looked me right in the eye.
Well, he was just a really good liar.
God.
He was just an accomplished liar, you know, that's all. But, you know, it's back to you can only take a man in his word. You give him a chance. He violates it. Okay, 3 strikes and you're out. And if it was 10 with this guy, okay, 10 strikes, you're out. Obviously, you'll never hire him again. If he comes back and he's really changed, you'll say, hey, great, good for you. You know, no hard feelings. I mean, you're not... You know, if he comes back and says, I'm sorry and I want to make restitution, you'll certainly receive that, I would think.
Yeah.
So anyway, thanks again to you and your mom, the family effort to keep a voice for everybody going because, you know, it's a unique First Amendment avenue outlet that you provide for us. And
Rory, it really is for the conservatives because especially on a day like today when I come out and say, I don't want to have anything to do with indecent people. Well, golly, you know, when I complain about not having enough phone callers, which I do regularly, I complain that we don't have enough participation from the left. Well, duh.
Yeah, but, you know, guys like Billy call. He's definitely coming from the left perspective. I don't know.
And Alan Combs called. He's called me like half a dozen times in the last couple of weeks here because
he doesn't want to lose his spot.
Yeah.
Well, tell him to be a little less disingenuous and a little more. I've only heard him a few times, but the thing that bugs me about him is he makes straw men. Like, just be straightforward. I mean, I'd take Billy over Alan Holmes because at least Billy tells you where he's coming from and you can at least argue with him logically. I don't know if that makes sense, but you know what I'm saying?
Well, I think you're talking about a local show versus a national show.
No, anyway. I understand. I don't know. The national show that Combs does, it's not very inspiring or thought-provoking. It's almost sophomoric at times. You know what I'm saying? It's almost,
A lot of people have expressed interest in keeping the show, but not in no sponsors yet.
Yeah,
I asked Alan, I said, hey, why don't you cut a promo for me and to do pretty much what Charlie Friedman did on the afternoon show, which was quite effective. He basically said, you know, nothing personal against MZ. He's a good guy, but he can't afford to, you know, keep the whole world afloat himself. You know, there's got to be some. And don't think of this as charity, by the way, folks. Think of it as a way to build your business. And don't just ask Subway Sandwiches at Capitola Mall whether it built their business, stepping up to the plate and sponsoring Charlie. Ask any advertiser that you hear,
like Knox Roofing, sure it helps them.
Ask anyone.
Will he cut a promo for you?
He said I won't do that because I don't want to sound like I'm begging, but he will get on the telephone with us and do conference calls with some prospective advertising businesses, and he will personally voice their spots charge a fee that he normally charges. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's stepping up to the plate. That's good for him.
Sure.
I hear he's a great
and
nice
I know
guy.
What he's talking about when he says don't beg. Listen, the sales guys, particularly Michael, they cringe. I mean, And Ron, they cringe when I get on the radio and sound like I'm begging for advertisers. It's sort of low class, you know.
Well, I know what they're saying. They said it shows like you're coming from a point of weakness,
right,
not strength.
Right. And hey, we're as strong as can be. Ask our advertisers how strong we are.
Yeah, I think that.
My question to those who don't advertise on our state or who no. My question to those who know about our station, who think about our station, who have been approached by our, you know, ad people over the years and have said no, is don't you want your business to grow?
There you go. And you know what? When you have as more successful businesses tap into your venue there with the station, then, you know, that word will spread amongst businesses.
Oh, yeah. Our problem is that we don't have enough people. Santa Cruz, Monterey Bay Area, is the most expensive cost of living place on earth, really. We're very close
to it.
Tell
me about it.
And as a result of that, you know, when you sell advertising for a radio station, you're in the business of selling air, as Michael said.
You need to get an on-fire salesman. I'll bet you get an on-fire salesman. They'll be knocking at your door.
Calling all on-fire salesmen. There's nothing more fun than selling KSCO radio, because not only can you feel really good about helping businesses grow because you've done a really good thing for them, but there's that whole creative factor. You know, we pay a really, really generous commission to our salespeople.
Half of it
is for the act of selling, you know, of getting the customer on board. And the other half of it is the servicing part. And the servicing includes helping helping write or produce, or actually writing and producing for the client, their ad and their ad campaign or their groups of ads.
What an incredible
It is so fun. Rick.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Michael.
What?
Just the opportunity for a young salesman that's got some fire in the belly to come in and produce his own ad.
Yeah.
The ones that he goes out to.
Right.
Man, you know what you ought to do? You ought to cut a really nice promo just promoting that.
Mm-hmm.
A really slick promo and run that. You're bound to get some young guy out of college somewhere. Or who knows, somebody's come up through the ranks.
Rick O'Shea landed a great advertiser. It's actually a pretty big company. It's a corporate advertiser named Wendy's. And I don't know how involved you've been. You haven't been very involved in sales because you're more involved in production and behind the scenes and being the co-host or the anchor of the morning program, Good Morning Monterey Bay, Rick. But, I mean, that part is sort of fun, isn't it? I mean, just sort of making the ads.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Rick's your guy.
Yeah. Well, Rick can do anything, you know, and he can do anything, and Billy can do anything, and that's the neat thing about the radio station. There are too many anythings to do around here, you know, to fill up.
Yep.
You could fill up your whole life with all the fun, interesting, you know, things to do. One thing this place isn't is a dull place. Am I right?
That's right.
No matter what. I mean, no matter what you say about this place, I mean, we might have some doggy, boring, you know, inappropriate or weird ass programs now and then, but it ain't a boring place to be. Ever.
No.
And it's not a boring station to listen to very much.
It's very different.
With a possible exception of this show.
No. No, I think your Saturday special is probably one of your best shows.
I mean this particular show.
Yeah.
You'll get some more
ideas coming in. The other thing too is that visionary.
Yeah.
You just need to continue to surround yourself with good administrators like the fellow you brought in to run the station. I mean, that's the thing. You'd stick to the vision deal and let somebody else pick up the nuts and bolts.
Well, unfortunately, you know, sales is the name of the game here, and the place eats money. You know, there's no station like this is because it's not normally
profitable.
Economically feasible. You know, but we're doing it. You know, we've been doing it for 17 years. And by the way, this is the 60th anniversary coming up in three weeks from yesterday.
No kidding.
60. You know, not under our ownership.
We've only been
17, but 17 of the 60. But it's only three ownerships of this radio station. What are we going to do? We got to do something. We'll have a fun thing on the air.
You throw a big potty.
Okay. All right.
And Rick O'Shea might be your ad guy. Just cut him loose.
What I got.
Get another engineer in there and cut him loose.
Okay.
All right, Michael.
Rory, thanks for the call. Here comes Chuck in Monterey. How you doing, Chuck?
Good, MZ. I would have a suggestion for you that maybe you could combine two of your ideas, the DPC as a means of really getting a group to promote your other idea, and whether it's DPC for better education or DPC for whatever it turns out to be.
I've made a terrible mistake. Chuck, would you hang on or call back right after the 6 minutes from now? We're already into the news.
Oh,
I mean, okay. I've been snoozing at the wheel here, and we're already 30 seconds into Fox News.
Yeah, be careful you don't run off the road.
Okay, do you want to be on hold, or do you want to...
No, I'll call back.
Okay, thank you very much. Chuck in Monterey. KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. Here's Fox News.
Idaho's governor and his own family. Voters showed up too. Many I talked to, even supporters, said it was the right call for him to resign. Craig pleaded guilty to a disorderly conduct charge after a police officer says Craig solicited him for sex in an airport bathroom in June. Rod?
All right, Jessica, thanks. Presidential bailout for the nation's stressed mortgage industry and those of you who may soon face foreclosure. President Bush announcing a temporary solution during his weekly radio address.
This initiative will help some people who have good credit but have recently been missing their payments. FHA Secure will help these families refinance their mortgages so they can make their payments and keep their homes.
Nearly 2 million homeowners are having problems with their mortgages. Democrats in their weekly radio address taking aim at the president's Iraq strategy. Congresswoman Jane Schakowsky of Illinois says the cost of the war is enormous.
Now up to $3 billion a week, $12 million every hour. Enough to fix all the broken bridges in our country, expand health care coverage for our children, help our students afford college.
Jan Schakowsky visited Iraq with a congressional delegation back in August. This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind, 1980.
5 seconds to the goal.
The jury took less than 2 hours to reach its verdict. Remarkably fast when you consider they had 33 separate murders to consider.
I can't say at this moment what other nations will not go to the Summer Olympics in Moscow. Ours will not go.
I aim to try and tap that great American spirit that opened up this completely undeveloped continent from coast to coast and made it a great nation.
This individual, Mr. Chapman, came up behind him and called to him, Mr. Lenin, and then in a combat stance, he emptied the Charter Arms 38 caliber gun that he had with him and shot John Lennon.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
Former President Gerald Ford, immortalized with his own stamp.
A new postage stamp honors the nation's 38th president, Gerald R. Ford. Two day of issue ceremonies were held yesterday. One where the former president grew up in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The other near where he retired in Palm Desert, California. Betty Ford made her first public appearance since her husband's death to attend the California tribute. The stamp features a painting of President Ford honoring his life of public service. Ford's son Michael says his father was proud to hear about plans to put his image on a stamp when he was told about it several years before he died this past December at the age of 93. Mary Regal, Fox News Radio.
In the Middle East, life in the Gaza drastically altered since Hamas took over earlier this summer. Fox's Rena Ninen visited the region and talks about the Hamas version of the boot for illegal parkers.
To their credit, they have been able to secure the streets, but it's come at a price of, you know, people walking around with guns. I was told the story, and they confirmed it for me, that there was people were double parallel parked, and they, instead of giving out parking tickets, they just shot down everyone's tires.
Hamas has been in control of Gaza since June. World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, suspending 10 of its wrestlers after their names were connected with a steroid ring involving Signature Pharmacies of Orlando, Florida.
Prosecutors in Albany County, New York, were digging around for information on this pharmacy that was selling steroids illegally, and when they found the client list, it reportedly contained a long list of WWE wrestlers. So the prosecutors in the case talked to the folks here, and that's how we got to this point.
That's Fox's Laura Ingle. And the sixth named tropical storm of the season, Felix, nearing the islands of Aruba, Curacao, and Bonaire. Forecasters keeping an eye on this one, as Felix is expected to turn into a hurricane, though Felix is not a threat to the United States at this time, presently packing 65 mile-an-hour winds. Rod Fritz, Fox News Radio.
We got music and weather for you here on KSCO.
Good morning. You
are tuned to AM 1080 KSEO Santa Cruz. I'm Rick O'Shea with an update on your KSEO Central Coast weather outlook for today. It will be sunny. Highs will be in the upper 60s, coastside near 106 in the southern interior. Northwest winds up to 15 miles an hour tonight. Will be clear, but areas of low clouds and fog will develop along the coast. Early Sunday morning, lows will be in the 50s, except for upper 60s in the hills. Tomorrow, areas of morning low clouds and fog at the coast to begin the day, gradually becoming mostly sunny. Highs will be in the upper 60s along the coast, low 100s in the southern interior. 63 degrees right now at KSCO Studios in Santa Cruz, 6 minutes past 11 a.m. on this Saturday morning, the 1st of September. On KSCO, it's time to continue with hour number two of the Saturday special with your host, MZ.
Are you serious? It's really September 1st?
September 1.
How in the world did that happen so soon? Why, it seemed like only yesterday that it was January 1st, 1970.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but... I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have...
Well, Kay has a new commentary. She hasn't been feeling good. In fact, she's been feeling real bad the last few weeks, but she did a new commentary.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
And it's a really good sign, I'm sure, that she felt good enough to... or angry enough to record the last... She didn't even come into the radio station. I did it at her house. I've been staying with her. She's been in a great deal of pain because of a compression fracture. No one knows how it happened, but of the vertebrae. Extremely, excruciatingly painful. And so she's going through a mending process now, which is very difficult. But as I say, it's a great sign that she's, you know, that she's coming back.
That she's angry enough, as you put it.
Yeah, yeah, that she's pissed off enough to do a Kay's commentary. And she's, I wish I could go down to the radio station and do it. I said, you don't have to do that. We'll do it right here. We'll use the internet to, you know, we'll use cyberspace to magically get it into the station system here. So, before Chuck in Monterey has called back, we will take his phone call, but not until after we do the following.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Sanctuary cities in the U.S., where illegals and other lawbreakers are allowed to live freely, receiving many freebies that legal Americans do not get, where breaking our national laws is okay and our leaders condone this? Bull pucky. Suppose every city in the United States decided to become a sanctuary city. This is sheer insanity. It's time for we the people to rise up and tell President Bush, whom I supported in the past, whom I'm so disappointed in now, who continues to leave our borders open, who, by his actions, is dissolving our country's sovereignty without our approval, and who is working diligently to connect us with Mexico and Canada, and to construct an international highway linking the three countries with toll roads which some other countries will own on our land. We, the people, never ever were consulted unless we were connected to some international corporations. Never, I repeat, would we give up the sovereignty of our U.S. and replace it to being accountable to Mexico and Canada or any other entity. Tell your congressional representatives who never got to vote on this issue that we were against that sneaky, outrageous plan called the North American Union. It appears that within the last few days, when President Bush received close to 200,000 protests against the North American Union, his only response was that he was amused. He intends to double-cross us into liking this as a good thing for our country, just like Clinton pushed through NAFTA, which has made other countries richer, but not us. If we don't make noise now, we will forever lose our beloved country as our original lawmakers created it. Some higher up in the government have figured out a way to bypass the American citizens' vote by creating commissions and appointed groups to make all the decisions for us. This is not acceptable. Once again, we the people must rise up and say no, no, no North American Union to supersede our own sovereignty. Mr. President, you were duly elected and now you are acting like a dictator. That's not acceptable. Mr. President, are you out of your mind? Clearly, big corporations with which you must be connected and their profits must be more important to you than the sovereignty of our country. You have betrayed us. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Case Whirling.
Whoa. Don't hear that. Didn't expect that from...
That didn't sound like a woman who felt sick at all.
Oh. Well, not sick, just very uncomfortable in this healing process. But besides that, did you ever think that you would... hear Kay say to the president, "You betrayed us." She's always liked President Bush, but I guess she's never liked the globalistic tendencies, I guess.
No, I've heard her disagree with things she foresees coming in the future, but not outright say you betrayed us.
Yeah. What do you think about that? Always a good fodder for discussion. Kay's commentaries. Give us a call at 479-1080. It's hour number two of the KSCO Saturday special with your host, MZ, and your pilot in command, Ricochet. Here's Chuck in Monterey. We got some more time now, Chuck. Thanks for waiting, or thanks for calling back.
Yes, I'm glad to, because I got to listen to the commentary uninterrupted. And the only thing I can say is amen. She put it very succinctly, I thought, and so truthfully.
It's amazing how many, is there anybody in the audience who will disagree with anything that she said? I mean.
Oh, I'm sure there are a few in your audience who will, but.
I wish they'd call in. I wish they'd call.
Not too many.
I wish they would call in. I really wish they would call in because. Yeah. And I don't know if this would be a proper scientific sample. But I honestly believe that the majority of the people would agree with her commentary that we just played.
I sure hope so.
And that being said, if what I said is indeed true, why is it that our country is being allowed to be flushed down the toilet, you know, our sovereignty? Why is it? Can someone explain that to me? It's enough.
Well, I think we need some more Republicans with a little stiffer spines. I can't imagine sitting still and letting the other side do the things they do to them and basically have no response.
But you see, it's not only the Republicans. I mean, the Democrats, when they're in control, they're globalists too. Everybody seems to be willing to enrich other countries at our expense. And that's what I don't understand. Are they getting personally wealthy? I guess that must be. What else could it be?
I can only assume that they are, yes.
Does anybody have any insight on that? 479-1080. Give us a call.
Yeah.
Anyhow, Chuck.
But the original reason for the call.
Yes, please.
Was to talk about your GPC. Which I think is a good idea, But rather than have a bunch of decent people sitting around telling themselves how decent they are, maybe they could be the vehicle for one of your other ideas. And as I was trying to say earlier, maybe DPC for finer education, and then really do something, or at least try to do something about the education of
That's
our
great. You're,
children
you're,
and our grandchildren.
You're tying together something that Roy and I started. You know, I don't know if you listened to any of those programs during that week when we were looking for a cause celeb.
Yes. Yes.
You know, to get behind.
That's why I know that
Roy jumped on the schools right away.
One, right.
Yeah. And I think, I agreed with him. I said, yeah, I don't think we're going to find a better one than that. Then I went out and saw the Michael Moore show, the Sicko movie.
Yeah.
And I said, wow, healthcare affects all of us. So maybe that would be better than the schools. You know, and but no, it's probably the schools. Probably the schools.
Yeah. I would suggest the schools because if you don't do something with the schools, everybody in the country is going to need mental health care.
Yeah, in addition to physical health care. Right, right. I hear you. Okay. Well, gee whiz, thanks so much for your call.
All right.
To the Saturday special.
I have one question in a lighter note.
Oh, thank God. We could use a little of that today. Go for it. You're on.
In high school, was your nickname ever Thumbs?
Thumbs?
Thumbs. Like all thumbs?
What? No, I didn't get it. You're laughing, so it's really fun. I didn't get the connection. Maybe you talked too loudly into the microphone.
Well, maybe. Thumbs as in all thumbs, like when you put somebody on hold, but he gets hung up on.
Oh, right, right, right.
Hang up on somebody, but he ends up on line three.
Worse than that. No one called me Thumbs. Instead, they just, you know, when it scarred me for life. No, okay. here's what happened to me in school. And I'm admitting this for the first time. And this is what turned me into the person that I am. You know when you're in school and they pick you for the teams?
Right.
I was always the last guy. No one wanted me. You know, and so look what it did to my psyche. It's just awful.
Well, maybe it was because you were so good that they thought it would be unfair.
No, I was an
uncoordinated.
Athletically, I was an uncoordinated fool and still am. You know? All right, Chuck, thanks for your call.
All right.
You take care. Here's Larry in Fremont to talk about Kay behind her back.
Hi. Hey, hi, Michael.
Hey, Larry.
I found it disheartening last week for every time I call in, people say I'm too stupid to call your station, and I don't.
Really, I didn't say that. Care. Who said that?
No, but one of your callers. But it happens every single time I call, and I think it's unfair. I'm not saying I'm exactly a rocket scientist here, but I think I try to keep I don't personally attack anyone. I don't call names. I try to keep to the issues, and I really don't think it's fair to personally attack someone and call them stupid. I went to college. I didn't graduate. I'm definitely not the sharpest pencil in the box, but I know a lot of stuff. Anyway, about the Kay's commentary, I mean, I do see what she's angry about. I think she's partially right. But here's the thing. First of all, I wanted to give a context because she didn't, and she's old enough where she should know what the term sanctuary city means, but she didn't go into that. The term sanctuary city originated in the 80s. When certain American cities designated themselves as sanctuary cities for refugees from Central America who were fleeing the death squads. And at that time, the Reagan administration had a policy that all refugees from Central America were what they called economic refugees and they were always sent back. If you know, in other words, if you came into this country illegally, fearing for your life, you know, leaving El Salvador or Honduras or Guatemala because you were scared you were going to get murdered, and many were murdered. And many who were, by the way, sent back by the Reagan administration were murdered. We know that there's a lot of documentation for that. So the sanctuary city was to protect people fleeing from Central America, and I strongly supported that.
But now it means something else, just like the word gay means something else, just like the word liberal means something else.
Okay, well, now, you don't want me to comment on those two words, do you? Because those actually have a lot deeper histories than you're probably aware of. Thank you for offering not to. Okay, I won't get into it because gay has meant had sexual connotations for hundreds of years. In fact, I'm a scholar of the 17th century, and when gay is used in the 17th century, it often has sexual connotations. It is not new. Okay. That's what people often say. Oh, suddenly they changed the word. It's been gay has had sexual connotations for hundreds of years. Hundreds of years. Anyway, I think the problem is gay is scared of this the idea of union between Mexico and the United States. And the way I see it is that would be the solution to the illegal immigration problem. It might not be the only solution. I could throw out another solution.
Now, let me get this straight, Larry.
Yeah.
You're suggesting that if there was a connection between USA and Mexico, or are you saying USA
not
and Mexico?
USA not and, a connection. Not a connection.
A blurring of the borders, perhaps? Between...
No, not a lowering. I agree with her. We want to keep our borders secure.
Okay.
What I'm suggesting is that we incorporate Mexico into the United States, make it part of the United States.
Annex
Mexico, take it over, make it part of the United States. It would be such a boon for both countries. It would be great. Think of the cultural possibilities. Think of the cultural fusion that would happen. It'd be wonderful. The Mexicans are extremely hardworking people. Incorporating Mexico in the United States would be such an economic boon. It would like double our gross national product just within a few years. It's a rich country agriculturally in minerals. It's got a lot of people who are undereducated. If we could educate those people, admittedly, we don't do a very good job of educating our own people. But if somehow our educational system got up to snuff and we educated the people in Mexico, taught them to speak English, taught the people in America to speak Spanish, what a wonderful country this would be. Can you imagine? And we wouldn't have any more illegal immigration because the Mexicans would be American citizens. Now, people might think this is ridiculous.
Well,
maybe it is.
You just put it out on the 10,000-watt radio station.
But I'm putting it out as a positive thing.
Okay. And let's see what people think.
Your mother was putting it out like it was a scary, bad thing. And I don't think she thought it through because the fact is that would solve that illegal immigration problem that she's so scared of. She's so scared of those illegal immigrants. They wouldn't be illegal anymore. They'd be American citizens. Let the United States and Mexico join together, become one big country. It'd be great.
Oh, Larry.
It'd be great, Michael.
I don't have the energy to argue with you, so let's let someone else, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for talking with me.
Thanks for calling the Saturday special. It was Larry in Fremont. Here is Gordy in B.C.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Did
you like what Larry said?
No.
Why not?
He's failing to look at something that's really big here, as a lot of people are. Centralization, consolidation, this is not for the people. This is for the bankers. This is for centralized power, and it's anti-American. is totally unpatriotic. It takes away from our sense of national identity. You posed the question earlier in relating to your mother's comments, you know, what's going on here, basically, is that, well, if you look at what Aaron Russo has said.
Oh, yeah, Aaron Russo from Nevada.
Yeah. Now, he just died recently.
He did?
But he,
I didn't know that.
He gave out a number of warnings, and he also pointed out a different view on what's been going on in this country for decades. If you remember the feminist movement, the idea that some people have, this was to give rights to women so they could go out and work and be equal to men. This is not the reason that the movement occurred. The movement was directed by the internationalists, specifically the international bankers, to put more women into the workforce because men were only providing half the taxes that they saw were available. But by putting women into the workforce, now you can tax everybody. So it doubled what comes in terms of tax on your labor, which is a totally unconstitutional concept that's been used for about 100 years now. Originally, and in our Constitution today, you will not find any place where our government is allowed to tax labor. But that's been going on, and nobody's questioned it, nobody stood up to it, simply because the people that are in power, the centralized banks, centralized governments, the ID chips and so forth, our fiat money system, all these things are designed to make the people at the top of the pyramid wealthy, controlling, and have complete control of your life and my life.
Well, Gordy, tell me something positive.
Well,
I got to move on.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Here's Terry and Salinas. You're on, Terry.
Hi. Yeah, I agree with the last caller, but I disagree with the caller before that. His point about us annexing Mexico in order to raise their living standard to ours and their educational system to ours.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, but I didn't have the energy to say it.
Well, I got the energy because
if you
look at what's happening, it's exactly the opposite. The living standard in America is being lowered to their level, and the educational system in America is being lowered to their level.
Yeah.
And the idea
absolutely. Hey, I got to share something with you, if you don't mind, for just a minute here.
Sure.
Back in the 70s, when I realized that I was unemployable and had to do my own business of some, so I figured out, you know, what do I like to do? Well, I like to make video productions. So I made some video productions, and my brother-in-law helped me get connected with the school district in Salinas, and the school district in Salinas helped me get connected with the Department of Education, you know, in Sacramento, and later in Washington D.C. and so forth. What were you talking about? I forgot what I was going to tell you.
I was talking about lowering the standards to that of a third world country in our country.
Okay. And so I got involved in compensatory or migrant education, where they were I know where I was going with this. So the first production that I made, which was a propaganda thing to get this migrant education program funded for next year for, you know, double. You know, it said something in there about how we have an education system far superior to that of Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And when the people who were paying the bill saw it, these were Salinas School District people, they said, you can't say that. I mean, well, is it not true? Well, yes, but you can't say that. You just got to edit that out.
Yeah.
Don't say that. That was the beginning of educational political correctness. That was in 1975, I think it was.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I didn't mean to derail you here, but I had to tell that story.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to make that one point that, you know, these globalist interests, these internationalists, they really have no interest in having an educated middle class. It's much more in their interest.
Quite the contrary, right, yeah.
Right, right, to have a small ruling elite and a lot of uneducated serfs, basically. And that's where this whole thing is headed. So I think that Kay's commentary was right on, and I'm proud that she, stepped out of the box a little bit. A lot of people, kind of cheering for a football team. I'm on the Republican side, and whatever they do is okay. And you got to look at what's right is right, and what is wrong is wrong. I do feel sold out and betrayed by.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Terry. Speaking of football teams, Cal Bears meets Tennessee. It's bigger than the big game of Cal and Stanford, and that's today at 5:00. Be sure to tune in if you're not going to the game, personally. Be sure to tune in. I think it's on Channel 7. I think it's on ABC 7 starting at 5:00. Big, big game. Go Bears, okay? All righty. You're listening to the KSCO Saturday Special on your favorite radio station and mine and Rick's and Ginny's. AM 1080, KSCO. It's 11:31. Give us a call at 479-1080. How often do you get a chance to spout off on 10,000 watts that can be heard from north of Sacramento to south of Bakersfield in the daytime? Actually, a lot these days. But if you want to call, call us anyhow. And if you don't call, we'll fill up the remaining 29 minutes. But here's a commercial break.
The final days are near, and Stephens Fine Jewelry has again slashed prices, now to as little as 31 cents on the dollar.
The end is near, and everything at Stephens Fine Jewelry must go. To move it out, I've cut my prices as low as 31 cents on the dollar. That means you can get a beautiful $1,000 bracelet for as little as $310. And you'll find deals like that throughout Stephens Fine Jewelry.
Go to Stephens Fine Jewelry at 102 Walnut Avenue, Santa Cruz, and pay as little as 31 cents on the retail dollar. Get a piece of Santa Cruz history before it's all gone.
Once a year savings, once a year selection. Honda's 2007 model year clearance is going on now at Sam Linder Honda, the number one volume dealer in Monterey County. Lease the 07 Accord EX sedan V6 automatic for $179 a month. With super preferred credit, get a 36-month closed-in lease at $179 a month through AHFC. And Accord for $179, it's well-equipped with a moonroof, leather, power seats, and more. Get incredible clearance savings on Honda's entire lineup. Sam Linder Honda, voted best new car dealer by the readers of the Monterey County Weekly Newspaper and winner of the Honda's President's Award for the past 3 years. Now's the time. Once a year savings, once a year selection. Don't wait. It's Honda's clearance event at Sam Linder Honda in the Salinas Auto Mall or samlinderhonda.com. Sam Linder Honda. Our goal is to simply sell for less.
Based on 06 retail sales results, VIN number 7808 2745 2999 due assigning plus acquisition fee. First month payment, tax, license, registration, and documentation fees. No security deposit required. Total payments 10074 plus tax and license. Residual value 15677. 12,000 miles per year. One of this payment on approved credit.
Tired of monkeying around with broken sprinkler heads and smelly lawn mowers? Weeds and dry patches make you scream. Growling over your decision to put a plant the size of an elephant in the space the size of an African hedgehog? Navigating your way through the maze of gardening and landscaping options and maintenance for your home or office really is enough to drive anybody wild.
Hi, I'm Randy Quilici, owner of Quilici Gardening and Landscaping. If anyone knows there's a jungle out there, it's us. We've been offering complete maintenance and landscape installation for residential and commercial properties since 1982. It's easy to let things get overgrown and out of hand and keep putting off adding that special water feature you've wanted for so long. Let us help by taming and shaping your landscape into something you'll be proud of. Call me at 425-5269 or visit us at QuiliciGardening.com.
Quilici Gardening and Landscaping, because without them, it really is a jungle out there.
And now we're going to play an award-winning commercial, ladies and gentlemen. This commercial has run the longest on KSCO without being updated in any way because the advertiser says, I like it just the way it is.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangero. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangero family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Howard Gilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both Gilda and I and my son Dino look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
Come to think of it, why would you want to freshen a commercial that good anyhow? I mean, really? So, listen, next chance you get when you go out on the wharf, stop in at Gilda's and go in and say hello to Big Boy, or Gilda, but Big Boy in particular, because he voiced that commercial, and say, you know what, Big Boy, you're right. You don't need to freshen your commercial at KSCO, because it just couldn't do better.
Does your husband tell you that you have too much junk in the trunk?
I just can't believe he said that.
Don't get mad. You just need a place to store that junk. We here at Ezzy Storage are trying to save marriages one junk-filled trunk at a time. We've got the storage solution for you. We have the traditional mini storage located in Watsonville, or we can bring the storage to you. Our portable storage solution is the most convenient storage you can get. We will bring a safe, secure storage container to your home or office, and you can store that junk in the trunk right there on your property. So it's always there where you need it. And the best part is, it's also a lot cheaper than mini storage, so you're saving time and money. Give us a call at Azzy Storage, 888-8-AZZYS, and we'll get a storage unit delivered to you right away. We rent and sell units as little as 7x7.5 up to 8x40. 888-8-AZZYS, that's 4-8-AZZIES. Or you can visit us on our website at azzies.com, and we'll take care of you. Mention KSCO, and we'll take an additional $20 off your first month's rent.
You know, the first time you see one of those Azzy storage units, you might want to live in one. They're pretty cool.
Okay, let's get ready for kindergarten. Backpack?
Yep.
Jacket?
Yep.
Dental appointment?
Mommy, how's it going to help me get ready for school?
I want to make sure you don't have any cavities.
Hi, I'm Assemblymember John Laird, and like you, I believe your child's health is important. That's why the new dental checkup requirement for children entering kindergarten is important, so that all children can be ready to learn. Parents, get more information at CDA.org or call 800-CDA-SMILE.
Paid for by the California Dental Association.
Seriously, you know, I think those Azzy storage units would make great living units. I mean, seriously, and the rent is like, it's like next to nothing. I think I'm on to something. Yeah, I think I'm on to something. We should definitely, not just storage, but just residence, right? Email from Michelle Brown, MD, GPC, sounds like a great idea. But I wonder if you haven't set the bar a little high. Decent people acknowledge that they aren't perfect and extend grace to people such as you did with your former employee. But if entrance into the club requires perfection as defined by all your listed criteria, your membership will be a little limited, I think. That's okay. I don't care if there's two or three people. It's enough for me. Decent people. How will you ensure that members meet the club criteria? As you have indicated, it's pretty much on the honor system. Well, like Dr. Laura once said, healthy people don't hang with unhealthy people, so I suppose unhealthy people will stay away in droves, I hope. Anyhow, to answer the question here before I read on from the email. If you start out with a clean slate, and if you do something that's not totally decent, then you'll be ejected from the group. It's as simple as that. All right, back to the email. If you do get this off the ground, I recommend a web forum. I just joined a car club that arranges group trips for the members. What about something like that? And a newsletter. I should remind you that decent people also follow through, which you did not do when I asked a week or two ago for Mike from Santa Cruz's number given over the air. However, I forgive you, since that is what decent people do, and since he also called to apologize. I hope you have decided to unban him. Like I said, grace is another hallmark of decent people. As for Alan Colmes not doing promos, that sounds a little odd. I didn't say he won't do promos. He'll do plenty of promos. What he wouldn't do is get on the radio and do what he considered to be a begging job for there to be sponsors in order to save his show. You know? Now, I think that there's a dignified way to do that and an undignified way to do that. But anyhow, So I wanted to make that straight here. So the emailer hit says here, Ezra Allen Combs not doing promos. It sounds a little bit odd. It's pretty standard. Rush does promos, and you know he's not begging. Do we have that Rush promo, Rick? The really good one, you know, about boy, talk about a town that needs the Rush Limbaugh award-winning radio program. Do you have that in the?
I don't have the old one. I just have the new one.
Nah, that's no good. That's no good. The old one was the best. That was a classic. I've got that somewhere as a TV commercial track that I could probably play. But anyhow, yeah, we got to start playing that again. The one that talks about Santa Cruz, California, a true haven for fuzzy thinking, ultra left wing liberals, spaced out, sparse bearded hippies, and arrogant politicians.
You've got to stop talking like that, or someone's going to come here expecting to see him.
With absolutely zero business sense. The what's mine is mine and what's yours is mine mentality is certainly alive and well in Santa Cruz, but never fear, you people. I, Rush Limbaugh, will relentlessly continue to do all I can to bring reason and sanity to Santa Cruz each weekday morning, 9 to noon, right here on KSCO AM 1080. Join me.
Now, if only I could speak like Snerdly, we could go ahead and just market the replica show.
Oh, work at it. Work at it. Okay, let's see. My prayers and best. No, wait a minute. Rush does promos, and you know he's not begging. Sounds like Allen's typical dodge, not the action of a decent person. Oh, no. I can understand his point of view. Just like, you know, just like the point of view of people around here.
I think they've got that confused, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, Rush is talking about specific products. Allen Combs would be saying, you know, hey, this is a great show.
Yeah.
I think they've got it a little bit backwards on what they think you meant.
Anyhow, it says, my prayers and best to Kay. Does she need help with housework, shopping, etc.? Let me know. Keep up the good work. Mickey B. in Prunedale. Is that the person that I always thought was named Nikki with an N? You know, because when you hear that on the radio or on the telephone, and it's always on the telephone when it's on the radio, yeah, all these years I thought it was Nikki with an N, and it's really Mickey, unless it's a different person altogether. That's an email to mz at ksco.com. Here's some more emails here. MZ, you have had two choices. You have two choices with your ex-employee. Be heartless and unforgiving and feel like a creep, or be kind and forgiving and possibly feel like a fool. I think you made the right choice. And it's signed, a fellow fool, Steve in Watsonville. That's a nice email. I appreciate that, Steve. But it doesn't make me feel any better. Okay, let's see. Yeah. Robot. Okay. And it's about Larry. Larry just confirmed it. He is stupid. How in the hell would we benefit from annexing Mexico with their poverty and corruption? We have enough loafers on welfare as it is. And that's signed Brian Burleson in Seaside. It gives his phone number. Does anybody want to talk to Brian Burleson? I'll give the phone number if anybody wants it. Do you want it?
No, I don't.
Okay. If anybody wants, you can call. I'll switch back to the email. All right. It's a Saturday special. 17 minutes remain. We have absolutely no one on the phone lines. I'm getting real nervous. No, that's okay. I'm only kidding. If we don't get a single call ever again, we'll somehow figure out a way to fill up the time. Looks like Dr. David Biles and Donald are in the lobby here getting ready for the Perspectives Hour coming up. You know that we have some of the finest content of all on this radio station during the Perspectives Hour. You know that, don't you?
Certainly.
Yeah. But a lot of people don't. So to those people who automatically tune out after the Saturday special, don't!
Tell me when you're going to shout like that.
Tell me what? Tell me when I'm going to shout like it, because it hurts your ears?
I would have turned my headphones down.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Don't ever tune out of the Saturday special without at least tuning into the beginning of the Perspectives Hour on your favorite radio station. Who's on the electric telephone? Who is this? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, who is it?
This is Rich in Salinas.
Wait a minute. Did I know you from someplace?
I don't think so.
Maybe I know you. No, I don't think so.
Unless you're in some bathrooms rolling around here, maybe. I don't know about you.
I know who you are. You're the guy in the hole. The one that would not give us the rifle. No, I've never seen you before in my life. Okay, who, for a prize, for a bottle of minerals for free.
Yes.
What flick is that from?
I don't know. I don't watch movies. I haven't watched them for 30 years.
All right, well, that goes for anybody. Anybody who's listening, you know, if you know what movie that's from, if you call, I'll give you something worth a good chunk of money. And if you would rather not have a bottle of minerals for yourself, I'll give you a bottle of Arthrodex for your old critter. And if you really, really want, if you're really desperate, you can consume it yourself, and it'll make you feel better too. Every once in a while, you hear in the news about poor people eating cat food and dog. Well, cat food and dog food is getting more expensive than people food. Or certain kinds of people food, right? Anyhow, go ahead. I'm sorry, caller.
That's okay.
I'm acting really silly today. I'm sorry.
How did you get that guy from Fremont, that stupid guy in there? How did he sneak in again? Anyway, listen, I was thinking, actually about a year ago, I was thinking about something similar to what you're doing with your club, but I was going to call it the Kindness Club.
Oh.
In other words, you got to be kind.
No. I know, for example, the guy that I was talking about that we're so disappointed in around here, who betrayed us by looking us and smiling, he was a kind person.
Yeah, but
and
he
is a kind person, and he smiled at us, and he stole from us.
Druggies are kind.
So I don't agree with you. No, decency is the name of the game here. I mean, all due respect, it's possible for you to be kind but not to be decent. It's not possible for you to be decent and not, and it's for you to be decent and not kind, though. I'm just respectfully disagreeing with you. Am I wrong?
All right. Well, I'll start my club then. You start yours.
Well, your club is going to have your club is going to be a lot easier to get into than mine. I mean, probably not, because mine is based on the honor system, but it'll show up sooner or later.
Are you going to have a set of standards then that we're going to, you know, like a list of rules we have to comply by then?
Yeah, but it's a very short list. It's a very short list of what constitutes decency. And, you know, I invited people to call in with their conceptions of what constitutes decency, and so far we haven't received a single call on that.
I think it's living your life in a positive manner that doesn't negatively affect other people or situations around you. If you do things that are negative to other people, then you're not a decent person.
That's a pretty sweeping, but that sort of covers everything. Like I was talking about. I mean, you know, if you don't pay your bill, you're negatively impacting your creditor.
Yeah. You're not stealing from them. You're not lying about them. You're not spreading rumors. You're not, you know, nothing negative should creep into it. A very good book that I've read that I came out in the 50s, 57, I think, when it was first published by an author by the name of U.S. Anderson, called Three Magic Words. You can only get it by, I guess, either maybe Amazon.com, but I had to special order it. It used to be on the shelves all the time, but it's a book that was written by this guy who woke up in the middle of the night and started writing, according to the story I heard from a friend of his, and he just wrote the whole thing all night and finished it by the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads that way, too, but it's all about understanding how people should treat each other, what life is all about.
Yeah, but you know what? But
basics, really simple, understandable, instead of a real technical book, it's a really down-to-earth, you can grasp it.
I think you're born decent or you're born not decent. That's not true either, you know, because I could have been damn indecent if I got different parents, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people that grew up in good families didn't learn the lessons that their families taught them and turned out bad. But it starts with your upbringing. It's like, hey, you know, everything she says, I just about agree with 99% of the stuff, especially this last one.
Yeah.
And you were brought up in a good family, and you continued those traits. You could have gone off in some strange direction, like anybody has choices in life. But you know, we make our own choices. And hopefully they're good ones, because we listen to our parents and good people around us.
What was your name again?
Rich.
Oh, Rich. Yeah, thank you. Hey, appreciate your call.
Not a problem.
Okay, you take care. Here is a Thor in Monterrey. Is it Monterrey, Mexico?
Yeah, hola. Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, as usual, Kay's commentary is right on the money. And I think Larry did confirm that he is an idiot. I don't think he should be banned from being on the radio or anything.
Yeah, I'm thankful that Larry, who used to call, he was one of our token liberals. Now, last week he said he ain't no liberal. He's very conservative in many ways, is what I heard him say.
Well, his comments on annexing Mexico and all that doesn't really seem...
I've never even heard a liberal say that, though.
Yeah, that's way out there. I mean, there are maybe some good natural resources that Mexico has and all that, but I think the concern is that all of our social programs and all that will just basically be totally abused.
You know what? I don't think we're that much. I don't think our government is that much different from Mexico's. I really don't. I think I got no faith in the Republicans or the Democrats.
We're just
a bunch of scoundrels.
We do have our problems, and there's definitely a certain amount of corruption in our government.
I want this Decent People's Club, from which the next president, you know, in 2012 should come.
Yeah, I don't know about all these candidates. I mean, I'm still registered as a Republican, but I'm getting more and more disillusioned with them.
They're all slime.
I don't know. I'm thinking Fred Thompson might be
Less slimy, and Ron Paul might be less slimy. But
yeah, Ron Paul.
He's the most Reagan-esque of all of them that I know of. But and Reagan was a wonderful president.
I'm afraid Giuliani's probably going to be the one that gets it though, and I'm not sure if I could vote for him unless maybe it's the choice between him and Hillary or something like that. But I'm not very. I'm not very comfortable with our current choice out there.
Well, maybe something will change. Anyhow, Thor, great to hear from you.
Yeah.
You hang in there, my man.
Say hi to Kay, and I hope she's feeling better soon.
Thank you so much. Have a great Labor Day weekend. Danielle in Watsonville.
Well, I just called up to get my free bottle of mineral stuff.
Oh, okay.
You are quoting Gold, the Bandit Gold Hat from Treasure of Sierra Madre.
Correct it.
Pretty easy. Right.
That was great. Yeah, it is. It is easy. It's a wonderful. Yeah. Oh, yeah, senor, we had the federales, you know, the mountain police.
It would probably be considered racist today, I'm sure.
And then all the more reason for me to use the rest of the program to do my little spiel here.
There you go.
If you're the police, wear your badges. Badges!
We don't need
No.
It's stinking badges.
No. You got to say it. The inflection has to be right, and the words have to be right. And here is what Alfonso Bedoya actually says. Are you ready? Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges. And then Bogey says, better not come any closer.
I think you've seen the movie a few times.
A few times. Just like I can quote almost a lot. I can quote most of the lines of Blazing Saddles. Even what's his name? Mel Brooks would be proud of me.
I don't think I've ever watched it.
Okay, now listen. So listen, Daniel, you heading down? Are you heading down?
Wasn't planning on it.
Well, so what do we do here? You need to call the radio station to just arrange for your free bottle of stuff that's going to make you feel better anyhow?
No, I'm going to be a new man when I have that one bottle, right?
So how are you going to get it is what I'm going to say. I mean,
send it to me, huh?
Oh, I guess we could bring it out. I guess I could bring it to you.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Least I could do. Okay, what's your address?
I got to give it out over the air. No, thank you.
Okay, I'll put you on hold here, and Rick will get your address, okay?
Okay.
By the way, we have a new sponsor, speaking of Watsonville, it's Gold's Gym in Watsonville.
Is that right?
Have you been to Gold's Gym in Watsonville?
I probably should go.
It's a fabulous place.
Is it?
It's got an indoor Olympic-size swimming pool, so you could use it any time of the year. It's amazing, and it's enormous, and it's pretty new. You know, it's like within a couple of years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was really impressed when I saw this place. It's got a lot of nice, gyms in Santa Cruz County, but I've nothing like this that I've seen anywhere.
It's the one near the Pajaronian, correct?
Yes, exactly. It's right next door to the Pajaronian's new headquarters, mm-hmm. Which is, I think they call it the West Ridge Business Park, right off of Green Valley, right when Green Valley turns into Harkins.
Near
Road. Yeah, okay, good. So I'm going to put you on hold, okay. And Rick will take your phone number and full name and address.
Very good.
So thank you, Daniel N. Watsonville. Let's see. Line 8, who in the world is this?
This is Don in SoCal.
Hi.
How you doing?
Fine. How are you, Don in SoCal?
I'm doing great. As far as your decency group,
yeah.
I think people have to be honest. They have to have integrity. They have to have a little compassion. By that, I mean, you got to be able to listen to somebody else and accept. You don't have to accept what they say, but listen. And you may want to refute them, but you don't have to argue with them. You can just point out your position and let it go at that. You don't have to fight with people.
Yeah. Sort of like I run the radio show here. Once in a while, I get sort of emotional and at it, like I did with Mr. Listener the other day.
Yeah, well, I liked your mother's commentary. She's right on. George is oldest down the river. I'm beginning to wonder what he does when he goes to the ranch. I know it's not clearing brush.
Well, what do you think it is?
He must be smoking something.
Oh,
because why would he want to? Number one, the highway going through the United States from Mexico to Canada. Secondly, why would we want to become a union with two countries that we protect? They don't protect us; we protect them.
Sort of a one-sided deal, huh?
The whole thing is one-sided. What are they going to bring to us? I mean, we got enough corruption in our government as it is. We don't need Mexico's corruption.
See, the reason I didn't tell that to Larry when he suggested it is because I knew you would call and say it.
Yeah, sure.
And I couldn't have done a fraction as eloquent a job as you have.
Well, yeah. Boy, are you blowing smoke today. But anyway, I hope your mother is getting better. And she's a fine lady.
Yeah, does anybody know anything about compression fractures? All I know is that they're real painful, and they take a real long time to heal.
Well, it depends on where it is. If it's in the spine.
Yeah, it is.
That's where usually they are, and you get where your vertebrae compresses, and sometimes they end up bulging out.
Well, I don't think that's happening, but it evidently is extremely painful.
Yes, it is extreme. Well, any
it's kind of pain that just doesn't, you can't get to subside, you know.
Well, and there's no position you can sit, lay down, or stand up that it doesn't hurt.
Right. So have you had one of these things?
No. But
you know,
I had a compression in my neck from playing football.
Oh.
And no matter what you did, it didn't really go away for a long time. And it's
one day it was gone, or it was very gradual?
Slowly, very gradual. And one day it was like, wow, I can turn my head both sides and I have no pain. How about that?
Yeah. Okay, well, that's what we'll look forward to.
Right.
Okay.
Don't push it.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate your call to the Saturday special. We've only got about 2 or 3 minutes. If you want to call us, 479-1080. Last chance for this program. Here's June in Santa Cruz. Hi, June. How are you?
Oh, fine. Thank you, Amy. I want to say I agree 100% of what your mother said in her commentary. I also wished her a speedy and a complete recovery, and I've been praying for her.
Thank you.
Bye.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, June.
Yep.
Okay, here's another caller. Who is this on the KSCO special? It's just a dial tone. Okay, well, that's fine. We've talked to dial tones before. You know what we need to do one of these days? I've been thinking about doing this. We never have. Just have a Saturday special where instead of having callers calling in, I call out to various people that I think I want to talk to. and that I think would be of interest to our vast listening audience. What do you think of that idea? I think that's a cool idea. Now, of course, some people might be unnerved if they're just called out of the blue and we tell, hey, you're on the air on the 10,000 watt station on the Saturday special. But I wanted to talk to you about this. Is it okay? I mean, I guess if people don't like, they just say, no, it's not okay, click. It is a little invasive. Sharon?
Hi, I have advice for your mom.
What is it?
Heat and ice.
Together?
One after the other.
Okay.
Put on heating pad. Let it cool down to room temperature, then put an ice pack on. Let it warm up to room temperature.
Have you had this happen to you?
A couple times.
Wow. How long?
Well, not with a compression fracture, but with a broken finger.
If there's anybody with a compression fracture out there of the vertebrae, please send me an email. Let me know, you know, what we're in for here.
But have her try that. It's cheap.
I will. I will.
Okay.
Definitely. Hey, thank you very much, Sharon.
Okay, bye.
It's 12 noon on AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. Thanks for listening to the Saturday special. Thanks for listening to your favorite radio station. And thanks in particular for buying your goods and services from KSCO advertisers and letting them know that we are the reason that you are there.
That's all, folks. Consistent conservative message.
Craig pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct in a bathroom sex solicitation sting. This voter says she feels lied to.
The fact that he was dishonest. You don't plead guilty to something that you haven't done.
Hank?
Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal in Boise. No word yet on what Idaho's governor will do about picking a replacement for Craig. It's the first Saturday in September. That means the kickoff to the college football season. 20 of the top 25 teams in action, including number 9, Virginia Tech. It's the first game since the campus massacre that killed 32 people. Before the game, a moment of silence.
We will never forget, and we will always honor the memory of those taken from us too soon.
That's from ESPN, Virginia Tech leading East Carolina in the fourth quarter. Triple-digit heat once again on tap for Southern California, folks cooling off any way they can.
They all went outside and got the hose out so that they could beat the heat.
It could hit 112 in the San Fernando Valley. She was the boss in Pakistan in the 1990s, and now former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto says she will return to Pakistan and try to claim a role in running the country, even though power-sharing talks with the Musharraf government collapsed. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Change.
Since 1935, about 4.7 million farms have vanished.
Check out the website foodroutes.org. Then click on your state for a list of farmers' markets. The Food Routes website makes it easy to support your local farmers, farmers' markets, and community-supported agriculture projects.
And if you really want to support your local farmer, why not join? As a member of a CSA group, you help pay part of a local farmer's costs by buying a share of their anticipated harvest.
In return, you'll get freshly picked, locally grown, usually organic produce once a week from late spring through early fall. To find a CSA, go to localharvest.org/organic-farms.
Oh, and you know what else? The locally grown stuff is fresher and tastes better.
More tips to combat global warming with a cool change are ahead on Fox News Talk.
Sorry to tell you this, but you're going to have to go back to work after Labor Day unless you happen to be in possession of one of those four winning Mega Million lottery tickets. $330 million gets divvied up among the four tickets. Nobody's claimed the prize, though, yet. The Iraq surge report is due out this month to measure how much progress has been made. But before the surge even began, there were signs of hope, thanks to the heroic actions of American soldiers.
Army Captain Travis Patequin died in Iraq last December, but left behind a legacy that endures today. He formed a bond with Iraqis so strong that for the first time in memory, local sheikhs turned out for a soldier's memorial.
He would converse with them. He would speak their language, and that's why he got along.
Gary Patriquin says his son learned that young Iraqis were reluctant to join the army because it would leave their families without protection. So he encouraged the sheikhs to have their men join the new police force and help fight insurgents and terrorists in their own neighborhoods. War Stories host Colonel Oliver North, who met Patriquin the night before he died, says the captain's ideas are now a model used throughout Iraq.
The success that we're seeing out there, if it's going to be credited to anyone, it ought to be credited to him for having that kind of vision.
Iraqis even named a police station in Patriquin's honor for a time, a tribute to one man who made an enormous difference. Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
In The Odd Couple, Felix was the neat one, but newly formed Tropical Storm Felix could cause a mess if it hits land.
Just out across parts of the Lesser Antilles, kind of hugging here the coast of Venezuela.
Fox's meteorologist Rick Reichmuth, Felix catting around the Caribbean with 65-mile-an-hour top winds. And Tropical Storm Henriette dumped rain on folks unlucky enough to be vacationing in Acapulco. A big-time upset at the U.S. Open today. Defending women's champ Maria Sharapova cut down by an 18-year-old Polish teenager, Agnieszka Radwanska. I'm Hank Weinblum, Fox News Radio.
Good afternoon. You are tuned to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. I'm Rick O'Shea with an update on your Central Coast roadway. Starting off Highway 9 at Bennett Street out in front of Henry Cowell Park, there's a two-vehicle traffic collision. Roadway is open, but things are causing a bit of a visual hazard as you would turn a corner there and come upon those vehicles. Highway 152 just east of Highway 156, a two-vehicle collision in that area as well. They're currently moving those vehicles off to the right-hand shoulder. Here in town in Santa Cruz, Brommer Street at Thompson Avenue, there's a loose dog that is attempting to bite a number of people. Loose running around the roadway, please be careful there. College Road at Highway 152, a solo vehicle rollover. CHP is on scene. Do expect for it to get even warmer than it was yesterday. Highs will be in the 80s coastside near 106 in the southern interior valley. 69 degrees right now at KSCO Studios in Santa Cruz. 6 minutes past 12 p.m. on this Saturday afternoon, the 1st of September. On KSCO, it's now time for Perspectives with your host, Donald Davidson and Dr. Biles, right here on AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz.
Good afternoon. You've tuned in to the